another edition of the PPPD edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Right now, postcast, women's tennis from over the weekend. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, coming at you right now. Women's tennis played 2 days in Iowa City, and I already recorded day one, which took place, I believe, on Saturday, where he lost to Denver 4-2, and the same thing happened to him on Sunday afternoon. Last Sunday afternoon, when they took on, of course, the Iowa Hawkeyes in Iowa City there, and they dropped more close sets, which resulted overall in another loss 4-1 over the Iowa Hawkeyes. The only point for K-State in this match coming from the veteran, senior Rosanna Maffey, who beat Diane Hayashida in straight sets, 6-3 in both sets, to take that one and only win. So K-State walked out of there with 3 wins overall from this past weekend. Well, it's better than nothing, I tell you that. But again, like I said in that pot, when I said in that Denver postcast, I'm going to say it here, the girls show a lot of fight here this weekend here. But nothing, no wins coming out of here against Denver and Iowa. The freshman, Grzinska and Santos, they did win their first sets respectively in their individual matches there. But Grzinska lost to Maria Schmidt 6-4, 6-2, 6-1 in the number one spot. Santos lost to Barbara Procrana 6-4, 6-2, 6-2. And then junior Manami Yukita was tied in the third set against Anya Lamore in the sixth spot there before it was unfinished. Again, I hate that word. 6-4, 6-4, and then tied at 3-3 in the third set there before that was pretty much canceled out. Freshman Vanessa Suarez also left her match not wrapped up there. In the same set, third set, with a name I cannot pronounce, I'm going to say her last name, knowing, in Mira, 7-5 in the first set, 6-3 in the second set, and then apparently Suarez was losing 3-1 in set 3 for that match, got unfinished, apparently due to the rule of the unfinished. Oh, sorry. I just got a text from my coach. Sorry, trying to do two things at the same time here. But I'll get to that after this. But judging from these sets this weekend, pretty much from across the board, from Maffey to Grzinska to whoever, Yukita, Deckers, which I'll get to in a second, in the individual match. But you can tell these girls were battling. And that's all you can ask for. I know the overall record sucks. Let's just cut to the chase. The record sucks, but 1-5. You don't want to be 1-5 in anything, whether it's tennis, football, baseball. But look, these girls are battling. Oh, God bless them. God bless the women's team. They're gonna figure it out here sooner or later. I know they do have one senior on this roster. And that was the person who won their match against Iowa, Maffey there. So hopefully this will be show signs of improvement here. And I'm going to be interested they don't have it on here. They didn't have Coach Jordan post comments on here. So interesting enough. Huh, okay. So there's that sophomore Florentine Deckers. She's the number 2 position girl. She got swept in both her matches against Samantha Mannix. 6-4, 7-6. The second set went into a tiebreaker there, which Mannix dominated that, which resulted in a sweep there as well. So next in line for the K-State women's tennis team, they'll be back on the road once again this weekend. Is it this weekend? Yeah, this weekend, man. already this weekend on Saturday, February 11th, they're going to be going to OU. Or I should say OU in particularly, but they're going to be going to the state of Oklahoma to take on Tulsa. Yeah. They're going to be taking on Tulsa. They're 5-3 so far in the year, and K-State's 1-5. So maybe
So maybe there's a chance. Maybe there's an opportunity here for the women's tennis team here. They get swept in both consecutive weekends. So back-to-back weekends for the K-State women's team. Nothing to show for it. They get ran out of town. But they got ran out of town the weekend before. But I should probably clean that up. This weekend, they showed a lot of dog. They showed a lot of fight in them this weekend. I can appreciate that from this tennis team. The lone and only win from the Iowa game, Iowa match, as you say, was to Rosanna Maffey there in her match there. So we'll see if that can carry on forward into Tulsa this upcoming weekend for the Kansas State women's tennis team. The Pro Project Podcast, find it wherever podcast or found. You're new to the Pro Project Podcast. Well, first off, appreciate you checking us out. If you love what you're hearing, okay, if you love what you're hearing, definitely make sure you first hit that subscribe button and make sure you check out episode 143 of the Pro Project Podcast weekly with myself and Alex Aiden. Definitely check that out. Whether you listen, get your podcast from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and several others, including iHeartRadio as well. We're on that. As well, you have a question for us about any sports, and particularly men's basketball and football, definitely can hit me up on Twitter at Eddie_EG3. That's going to do it on another action-packed weekend for K-State women's tennis here on the Pro Project Podcast. Next up, for the Cats on the court, tennis court, I should say, Tulsa, this upcoming weekend down there in Oklahoma. You've been listening to another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Go Cats!